Hello there, welcome to the latest episode. I've got the wife with me again and we're going to do another UK Top 30. And now, last time, Jackie, the wife, we done 1962, which was way, way back. He was only 8 years old.
Yeah, I was only a baby.
Actually, he was five, I was eight. We're going really modern this time-ish, 1985. We're going to do the Top 30 for the 20th of January 1985.
Okay.
Now, do you remember the 80s musically?
Some of it, yeah. Some of it I loved. Some of it was a bit rubbish. I used to put music on, do the housework. It used to make me go faster. And I also barmaided a bit in a club, so used to hear a lot of different music in there.
So what sort of artists would you say were your favourites from that period, 1980s?
Well, I like the Thompson Twins. And I also liked, Tears for Fears, like them. Simply Red, I think they were just coming on board then. Yeah, there was quite a lot, but there was some sort of one-hit wonders that sort of came along, really liked them. Nothing else came up to that same level again, but a lot of disco stuff.
Obviously, you like Michael Jackson.
Oh, I like Michael Jackson, yeah.
But he was sort of 70s, 80s,
not 90s. Not personally, but I did like his music.
I'll tell you what I like from the 80s, Alison Moyet.
Oh.
She was good, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was absolutely
I don't know why
fantastic.
She disappeared with her voice. No. She's still been around for ages, no. I mean.
She's still around. Maybe she's still doing it somewhere.
I bet she is. Well, she ain't going to go away.
We had her LPs, didn't we?
Yeah, Alf, wasn't it, a big one? She was good.
The other one was Resurrection, was it?
Yeah, Love Resurrection. That was a single, but the album was Elf, wasn't it?
Elf, yeah.
I think they used to call her Elf, didn't they, in the business.
Yeah.
Right. So we kick off their first song, new entry at number 30, with The Art of Noise, Close in Brackets to the Edit. Now, do you remember this song?
I did when it was played. I didn't know that was what it was called, but it's one of them. I'm not overstruck, if I'm honest. It was, I've written down, just random noises with a beat. And it was.
Yeah, it's very, very electronic, very 80s. Yeah. This peaked at number 8, which is about right, I think.
No, I don't think it should have got that high myself, but that's my own opinion.
Yeah, it's electronic sound with sound effects in it, really.
Yeah, and all that sort of stuff in it.
I think I remember most, they'd done Kiss with... Tom Jones, remember that? When he done Kiss, that was with The Art. I think that, I'm pretty sure that was with The Art.
There was another song that they did that I really, really liked, and I heard it when I was on holiday in Tenerife. For the very first time. For the life of me, I can't remember what it was called. But yeah, and that was just music. It's not just, they were just music really, weren't they? Mm. Background people. But that's got a couple of voices in it, women's voices.
I sort of forgot all about this song, to be honest, but it did sort of grow.
It's not your cup of tea.
No, it's not, but it sort of grew on me. The only trouble with sort of these 80s songs, they go on too long.
Oh, and they've also got drum beat, which is the electronic drum beat in the background.
I think the best songs are like sort of 3 minutes, and that's enough. I think a good song could be spoilt by going on too long.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always been like that, though, especially with the heavy rock and rollers. If you went to see them live, they always tacked on 4 minutes too much after. You're like, yeah, we've heard it now. Just crack on with the next song. Thank you.
Right, and the next song at 29 was its only week in the top 30. It came in at 29 and then disappeared forever. And it's a group called Kashmir with a song called Can I. Now, this one totally passed me by.
No, I've listened to it and it just doesn't ring any bells whatsoever. And I've written down that I thought it was dull and boring because it keeps using the same.
It was a bit cooler than the Gangish, wasn't it? As I said, I don't mean...
It wasn't as good as
Cooler. No, but it was that sort of, you know,
yeah, that sound. Imagination type. Yeah.
They're an American band, apparently. I thought it was very weak.
Yeah, it was very weak.
So that was it. They were gone, mate.
Yeah, they came in their Kashmir and buggered off in their wool.
Now, the next song we both like. We liked it then. Never stopped liking it.
Which one is it?
Bryan Adams' Run To You. Came in at 28.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely loved it. For years and years, I've always loved it. But listening to it now, sort of refreshing my memory, I think it's quite a depressing lyrics. It's like, so it would be me being married to you, but you're a really nice bloke and I really like you and I like being with you, but I'd much rather be with that bloke over there. But I'll come back to you whenever I'm...
When you're unavailable, you'll do.
Yeah, I just think it's quite sad, really. But I really like the song. I love the beat. I love everything about it. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of his best. Yeah. I didn't like his... one that was number one for about 7 weeks.
Oh, the Robin Hood thing. Yeah. No, see, I quite like that. But
I found it really boring. His best song, or his most famous song, is probably Summer of 69.
Oh, I love that song too.
Sure, and he got the number 42 in his chart. No. Yeah, seriously.
I think you should bring it out again, Brian.
Yeah, I think that's a great song.
It is. And it's that you watch the percussionist woman. We watched her do it, didn't we? She was absolutely fantastic. Where she get that beat from? Because it just doesn't go with the song at all. But it's all tink, tink, tink in the background. Yeah. Loved it. Absolutely.
Yeah, great song. He's good. Good live.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, only peaked at number 11, this song. I thought it was worthy of a top 10 spot but it didn't quite make it.
And although I used to love the chorus, thinking, I'll run to you. And I used to think about, you know, when I wasn't with you and we were... separated, and I'd be thinking, oh, I can run, you know, run
to
you.
The wife's going down the shops, I'm going to run to you.
When you actually listen to it, you think,
Right.
Thanks, Brian.
Right, 27 down from 11 is Paul McCartney and the Frog Chorus with We All Stand Together. Now, what do you think of this song?
I like it. It brings out the child in me. I just like, boom.
Go up to number three.
Boom, 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 boom. We all stand together. Boom, boom. I love it.
It's a strange one,
isn't it? It's a kid's song. It is a kid's song, isn't it?
Is it better than his other kid's song?
What, Yellow Submarine?
Yeah.
By a million miles. Yeah,
I don't like Yellow Submarine. I'm a big Beatles fan, but Yellow Submarine.
No.
As soon as that, in the town. Oh, God.
There we go. And it's funny because we were out the other day. We had a cup of coffee. And the bloke that served us had a Yellow Submarine tattooed on his arm, didn't it?
He did, didn't he, young fella? Oh,
yeah,
he was. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I was like, I sat down and went, did you see his tattoo on his arm? Yeah. You're like, no, what? So we watched him walk past a few times. Have a look at his right arm. Have a look at his right forearm. It was in Rochester, if you want to go and have a look. but yeah, on his right forearm, he had a perfect tattoo of the Yellow Submarine in colour. Really good.
Well, you wouldn't have known it was Yellow Submarine. It was just been a submarine, wouldn't it?
Well, no, it's the drawing's quite distinctive, even if it wasn't yellow, because it's not like a normal submarine, is it? But yeah, I think it's far, far better. And I like the fact that it's got there's a bit of opera type singing.
The King Singers done the backing on it. You've seen them live, haven't you?
I saw them live in Bournemouth on stage about 3 million years ago. I won't say who else was on there.
Yeah, someone we don't talk about.
Yeah, and I went with my mum. It was all, you know, I mean, it was all above board.
Now, McCartney's critics jumped on this as proof of his songwriting being inconsequential.
No, I think it's the opposite.
I think it shows his versatility.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can do one song and it's got a bit of opera in it. It's got children singing in it. It appeals to, I mean, I like it and I'm an old woman. And I think if I played it for the grandkids at a younger age and maybe not somewhere in the middle, but I can remember the video being a cartoon of frogs.
That's right, yeah. But it was Rupert Bear, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, that's what we found. We sort of, you just sort of discovered it by default, didn't you?
Yeah.
It seems like it's from a film. It's got that kind of vibe to it because it's a little bit longer than your normal song, isn't it? A little bit longer.
Yeah, I mean.
Not that much. But.
To me, I mean, if you can write this, back in the USSR yesterday and Delta Skelter, that shows how versatile you are.
Sea Moon. I
don't see Jagger and Richards singing the Frog Chorus. There you go.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I've.
But for some people, it doesn't work. Like, was it Bowie that did The Laughing Nun?
Oh, yeah, but he done that. But this is done when he was established for 20 years. I mean, Laughing Nun was before Bowie was famous.
Was it?
About 66, something like that.
Yeah.
And it only came out as a single 10 years after he recorded it.
Yeah, I'm surprised we don't hear this song more often. It's like, I don't think I've heard it in donkey's years on the radio.
Who listens to the radio anymore? It's all podcasts and...
Well, I would, but we're not allowed the radio on at
and
work.
And playlists, isn't it? I mean, it'd be a funny playlist to include this, I would have thought, but there you go.
Yeah, it's better to have a record player, isn't it, with your records on and they drop, you play your favourite ones and then you renew them.
Yeah. Right, new in at 26, Big Country with Just a Shadow. This will be its peak position. It didn't get any higher than 26.
No, that's good because it didn't deserve to go any higher.
They had a song, Big Country by Big Country. That was all right,
yeah.
That was. But
this has got a ring of it. hasn't it?
Scottish band they were.
I've put it does not stick in the mind, and no, it doesn't. You don't think, oh, I've got
it
to listen.
It didn't do much for me.
Let me have a listen to that again. No.
They had 4 top 10 hits, so they did do okay. But no, not for me. We'll pass over that one then.
Yeah.
Now, this one we do
not
like.
Not such a big country, eh?
Down 3 spaces to number 25, ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man.
Oh, love it. Love it, love it, love it. I can see the videos. I mean, even our kids are familiar with them because we used to play them, didn't we? Yeah. Years
the
ago.
The videos were great. It's not the videos, didn't
I? And when, as soon as you hear the beginning of that, you're up, strutting your stuff towards the dance floor, ready to start. Yeah.
I love the drumming in this song. It's brilliant drumming. Frank Beard, the drummer, wasn't he?
Yeah, and it's the way they all did the same thing with their guitars, didn't they? The car and the car key.
Like on elastic, wasn't it?
Yeah, the red car, wasn't it? With the two Zs on the keychain. Loved it.
They only had 2 top 10 hits in the UK, you know?
What was the one with the spaceship?
This would only reach 22.
No, see, that's wrong.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. Their 2 top 10 hits were Give Me All Your Loving, which is great, and Legs. She's got legs.
What's the one with the sleeping bag?
Sleeping bag, they had.
Sleeping bag, yeah.
What was the slow one they did? The video was up in space. Rough something? Oh, I can't remember. But he died recently, didn't he? The one, the guitarist, Dusty Hill, which is quite sad.
But the only one that wasn't called Beard?
No, there's Billy Gibbons, Frank Beard, who was the drummer, and Dusty Hill.
Huh.
But before they got famous, they were like a blues band. They didn't do this sort of stuff. It's like they think, oh, we'll make some money out, you know, be a bit more.
Yeah, but their guitaring is still a bit bluesy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's heavy, but it's a heavy sort of blues. I like it.
They had more success with their albums, Eliminator, which is the first one, and then they had Afterburner after that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they were top band.
I'm sure we saw them a little while back on the telly, didn't we, doing one of them being interviewed. He's still got the beard.
Well,
not going to let them go, are they?
Right, new in at number 24, Billy Ocean and Loverboy.
Now, it's funny, this one, because when you first said about it, I thought, no, I don't remember that. But I've listened to it twice now, and it's come back to me. And, I do remember it.
It didn't hang around too long. Peaked at number 15.
It wasn't his greatest.
No, his greatest was the big number one they had the following year. When the guy gets tough, tough get going. Remember the film was that was from?
It was from Romance in the Stone.
Yeah, Romance in the Stone. I think the follow-up was Jewel in the Nile. I think I got that right way around.
But the video was the three of them singing it, wasn't
it? I've never seen them films. Danny DeVito. Yeah, it was. Yeah, they were doing the back end. Well, they were miming to the back end.
Oh, yeah, in their white suits.
But I wonder if them films, you don't see them, do you? Jewel in the Nile. What have you done?
Drop me
biro. Hang on. Jewel in the Nile and Romance in the Stone, Michael Douglas and Catherine Turner, wasn't it? I haven't seen them since we got them on a video for the kids and that. I mean, I just wonder if they hold up. About the same time.
They're probably dated, don't they? They're not going to be.
You never see them on anywhere. I mean, no one talks about.
But then you don't very often.
I don't mind
see
Michael
videos,
Douglas as an actor. I think he's quite good.
Yeah, he's been in a few good things, hasn't he? What about Danny DeVito? He's been in a lot of things.
Oh, he's big,
I mean, he's in that Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh,
it's
Sunny in Philadelphia,
which I'm not keen on. But
Throw Mama from the Train was one of his, wasn't it?
That's a different podcast.
Taxi. First time I saw him was in Taxi.
Yeah, Taxi.
Yeah, he's good. Reached number 2 in the US, so it done better over there than it did here. It's okay, but it's not one of his better ones, is it?
No.
Right, down 7 places to number 23, we got Bronski Beat with Ain't Necessarily So, which peaked at 16. I don't mind this song.
No, I don't mind it either. I like it. It's quite smooth, isn't it? Yeah, you find yourself singing along to it.
Yeah, I quite like it.
It is smooth. That's the only word I can think to describe it, because it's not fast, it's not rocky or anything like that, but it's not particularly, it's not slow, it's just quite smooth.
The big hit was reaching number 3 was Small Town Boy. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I remember that one.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy Somerville, lead singer, he left the same year, 85, to join the Communards, where he had more success.
He did.
Big number 1.
Good decision then.
Don't Leave Me This Way. Oh, baby. Thelma Houston had a hit with that. I think someone did before her as well. But yeah, I mean, he was a good singer, wasn't he? Good lead man, I think.
Yeah, well. A small lead man. He always did the same dance, but apart from that, yeah.
Now, the next song is one that just passed me by. It's up 4 at the number 22, and it's Imagination with Thank You, My Love. This will be its highest position. Now, I couldn't find this song on Spotify, so it has disappeared, and there's some, I'm just doing something wrong, but I couldn't find it. But I listened to it on YouTube. But it done little for me.
No.
It's a dull. It's a bit of a nothing song, really.
It's a bit boring, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they've done some good songs, Body Talk.
Yeah.
Just an Illusion.
Yeah, they were quite good. I mean, I danced to them many a night.
This was their last ever top 30 single. They had other spuns, but this is the last one that reached. And he had three E's in his name, didn't he? Lee John with three E's.
Just to make it a little bit different.
Bit of a strange one. Right, the next one I quite like, and I think you like it as well, is Yomo Be There. James Ingram, Michael McDonald.
I like
Up from 29 to 21. I thought it was a good song.
Yeah, I love it.
Yomo Be There. Up and over. Reached number 12.
Yeah.
Now, an album we used to have and we used to play regularly was Steely Dan's Royal Scam. It is, do you remember it? Yeah. Like the buildings that turned into
that
snakes.
The one that had Haitian Divorce on it.
It was, yeah. Oh. Well done.
Shocks there, aren't you, that I remembered that.
And Michael McDonald actually appeared on keyboards and backing singer for Steely Dan.
Mm.
So he was no mug. No. He had a bit of a soulful voice, didn't he?
He did have a very soulful voice.
Yeah, so that was a good song. It was a good one. Right, another new entry. We played it at the beginning of the programme. Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen. It peaked at number 4, written by Bruce.
Good song.
Yeah, it is a good song, isn't it?
Yeah. And the first few times you saw the video, it sort of made your heart swell when he grabbed, put his hand out to that girl in the crowd. But then when you find out afterwards, it was all sort of pre-planned. It's a bit disappointing. Yeah,
apparently the story is he didn't know it was pre-planned. She was sitting there by the directors of the video.
Right.
And she was a paid actress. I turned out to be Courtney Cox, who ended up in Friends, yeah. But she was a paid. He was a bit disappointed that she was a paid actress. He did, whether he did know or not, but that's the story that came out. I mean, got the number 2 in the States, so they thought more of it than
it
we
was
did.
Really good. I mean, I think the Americans love him, don't they?
Oh, he's good. I mean, I've got a mate at work. I'm retired now, but when I was at work, I had a mate called Keith who absolutely loved. Every time he came over, he went to see him. But he says you have to be ready for a late night because, a bit like Ken Dodd, once you're on the stage, you can get him off.
Yeah.
You stay on there for hours and hours and hours.
Well, at least
you
get your money's worth.
With his voice, you think he'd struggle for hours and hours.
He would. But obviously not. Maybe he had really good backing singers that sort of helped him.
Yeah. Do you know what his biggest hit was in the UK?
Born in the USA?
No. Ain't no angel gonna greet me. It's just you and I'm a friend. That's a good song, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think he won the Oscar for that.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so. Philadelphia, Tom Hanks.
Good film.
Right, down 4 places to number 19. It's a bit of a strange one. Sam Damiano, in brackets, Heart and Soul by Sal Solo. Now, I wasn't familiar with this song at all.
Me neither.
Went to number 1 in Poland, apparently.
I just thought it was, as soon as you listen to it, I've never heard it before, so I've listened to it a couple of times. But it's sort of very churchy.
It is churchy. Yeah. I don't mind that churchy, choiry sound.
Oh, God, you turned into a posh person.
No. Posh. What do we do with being posh? Only in the top 30 for 4 weeks and peaked at number 15. Then you reckon it sounded a bit like the Thompson Twins?
It did. At the beginning, it sounded like, I thought, God, is this the Thompson Twins? Because I didn't know then who it was. And just the beginning bit, I thought, God, is that Thompson Twins? But then it sort of, it sort of moves on and it's not.
No.
There's a bit of a familiar twang in it.
I suppose people will remember this song. It just passed us by, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't hang around the charts. It was only the charts
then,
for 4 weeks.
Back then, it was probably not our cup of tea.
Probably on Top of the Pops 1 week, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
Right, up 10 to number 18.
We were rocker and rollers then.
Yeah, rocker and rollers, not rocker and rollers. Up 10 to number 18, Chaka Khan with This Is My Night. It will peak next week at 14. So it wasn't a massive hit.
No, it was just a copycat, really, of Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. It was the same disco beat. It didn't bring anything new.
Do you know what the real name is?
Frieda Smith.
No, Yvette Stevens.
That's close.
Not quite the same as Chaka Khan, is it?
No. It was that hair. I always remember her hair. It was like amazing. How much blooming hairspray did she put on to get it like that? But anyway, yeah.
Her first UK hit in 1978, which is 7 years before this, was I'm Every Woman, which I thought she was singing Climb Every Woman.
Yeah, which you probably would have done given the opportunity.
I'm Every Woman. And only UK number one was a year before I Feel For You. I feel for you. Yeah, that's that one. Yeah, that
I think
all right.
I love you.
I take it she's still about.
Yeah, she was on, wasn't she, in the Hootenanny? A couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think she might have been.
I'm sure she was.
Right. Up two places to number 17, Say Yeah by Limit. This is as high as it would go, a run of only 3 weeks in the top 30.
Yeah, don't anyone waste your time going looking for that one because I've written down one word and I've put bland.
Bland. Could be better than crap, I suppose. Yeah, it didn't.
I was being polite.
Right. Yeah. Right, at 16, down nine places, Ray Parker Jr. with
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right, isn't it? It suited the film, but now while we looked into this, we found out it ripped off another song, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
It ripped off, and if anyone wants to hear this, put this on Spotify, and it's the same song. I Want a New Drug by Huey Lewis and the News. It was copied, settled out of court. Yeah. So they agreed to it.
Huey Lewis must have got a lot of money for that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, but it's funny because this song came in the chart and then went out the chart and then come back in the chart as a big hit. So obviously it was released as just a song.
Yeah,
and then before the film. And then the film came out and everyone got it. I mean,
yeah,
it peaked at number two last year, but then left the top 30, came back again in December. And peaked at number six. In total, 19 weeks in the top 30.
Right. But it is a good song. The video is a bit rubbish now. It's a bit dated now, isn't it? But
yeah, I think the film's a bit dated for me. Yeah. I do like a lot of them old 80s films, and this one, not so much. I've no intention of watching it again.
No, I get that.
I didn't watch the remake either of All the Women. Did you see that?
No. Didn't even know there was one.
I think Melissa McCarthy was in it, and I sort of avoid her like the plague.
Poor Melissa.
Yeah, she was in Bridesmaids, you know what I mean, don't you? Yeah, she just plays the same person all the time. I mean, now he had another top 30 hit with a song called I Don't Think That Man Should Sleep Alone.
Oh, dear.
In 1987. I've no idea what that's all about. Do you know that one?
No, I don't.
Okay, down three to number 15. Police Officer by Smiley Culture peaked previous week at number 12, only 4 weeks in the top 30. What did you think of this one?
I don't even want to talk about it. It's awful. It's like...
It's not Airbag, is it?
No, it's sort of repetitive, reggae, can't understand what he's talking about.
Is it reggae or
sort of reggae music, but it's rap, not singing, because I don't like rap at all. It's just talking, and that to me, apart from when it gets to police officer, and that's it. But it didn't grab me anywhere along the way.
His real name was David Emmanuel, and I'll tell you something about him.
What is he was David
raised
Emmanuel?
He was raised in Stockwell, South London, which is where I came from. I'm from sort of Denmark Hill, Camberwell, South London, and he went to Tulse Hill School.
Oh.
Well, me and my brother-in-law Les, back in the 70s, we used to go and play pool in the Tulse Hill Tavern. Remember the big pub of Tulse Hill? I don't know if it's still there. I hope it's still there. It's a bit of a landmark, but you never know.
It's probably a Wetherspoons now.
Yeah, probably, or a Burger King. Hope not. Yeah, so I enjoyed that.
Well, if anybody knows, let us know.
Another curious thing about him is he committed suicide in 2011 by stabbing himself in the heart.
Wow,
that's a bit... I'd throw pills and booze myself, wouldn't you?
Or a shotgun.
If you can, not shotgun, too messy.
Yeah, well, you're not going to clear it up, are you?
I suppose not, but you might sort of nudge yourself and shoot yourself in the ear.
No, I don't know. But stabbing yourself, you've got to go some to stab yourself in the heart. Unless he put the knife up on, I don't know, I don't even want to think about that. It's quite harrowing, really.
Okay.
We didn't like your song.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Right, down five places, 14, Paul Young with Everything Must Change. Now, the funny thing is, it was 8 weeks in the top 30, five of them at number nine. It liked number nine. They usually say 5 weeks at number nine. That's bizarre, isn't it?
I don't know. It's a good song, though. I like it. I like Paul Young.
Why did he disappear?
He had something to do with this. There's two stories I've heard. One of them was he had some sort of throat problem and had to stop singing. And I did also hear that his wife died and he sort of withdrew from life. But I don't know which one of those is true, if either of them, really. Just a rumour monger.
He had six consecutive hits from 83 to 85 and lots of minor hits until the mid-90s. Big number one he opened up with. What was that?
The Christmas song.
No.
Oh. Oh, something to your hat.
Yeah, Wherever I Lay My Hat.
That's my
hat. I think it's a Marvin Gaye song, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was a good song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's my home. His big album was No Parlay. Remember that picture on the front?
Yeah, yeah. But he was good. I thought he was really good.
Yeah, he was good. He was good.
But he just sort of vanished. And
then
five,
I mean, then six consecutive hits were all good songs. I mean, Every Time You Go Away as a number one in America, that was. He must have earned a fortune from that.
I'll Leave a Piece of Meat with You.
That's it, yeah. and then he had a bit of a comeback in the 1993 with a song called Senza Una Donna. Do you remember Senza Una Donna? Yeah, they got the number four. And another one, Now I Know What Made Otis Blue.
Oh.
In 93, I don't remember that one.
No. I don't remember that. I might know it if I heard it.
And he was on Band-Aid. He opened up Band-Aid.
He did.
Band-Aid
That's
song,
what
you
said about opening up.
Yeah.
The charity song.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head then.
Right. A really big mover. Number 13 from last week's 27 at 14 places. Ashford and Simpson with Solid. You remember this one, don't
I do,
you?
Yes.
What makes you remember this song more than anything else?
My son, Michael.
Yeah, you would have been.
He called it.
He would have been four at the time.
Yeah, he wanted to listen to the song Salad as a Ruck.
Salad as a Ruck. Do you know that would have been as big a hit if it was called Salad as a Ruck?
No, I think they would have asked for somebody to.
And he used to say Ruck in like
an American
accent, didn't he? Yeah.
Bless his little cotton socks.
Yeah, I mean, this was their only top 30 UK hit and America's only hit.
Really?
Anyway, yeah, yeah.
They must have tried. They must have done some other stuff as well. But
they were better known as songwriters. So they probably thought, oh, I'm fed up. I keep writing these songs. Maybe we can have one ourselves. I'll tell you some songs they had quite a few, but it's just Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Oh, yeah, classic.
Ain't No Valley Low Enough, yeah. You're All I Need to Get By. Remember that?
Yep.
Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
And before mentioned, Chaka Khan's Climb Every Woman. they wrote that as well. So they were pretty.
Yeah.
Maybe they just thought, oh, let's get their names in the lights for a change, get on Top of the Pops.
Yeah, just a one off. Well, and it worked, yeah.
Yeah, went top 10, so that's
good for you. Salad as a rack.
Now, the next one is up five places, number 12. It's one I don't really remember, but you do, and it's Amy Stewart, Friends.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know what. Where else
I don't think it's your cut. It weren't your sort of bag, really, so.
This is its highest position, so it wasn't top 10.
No, I don't remember it as being one of the most, but I do remember it. You know what I mean? It's not one of those.
I find it a bit draggy.
It is a bit draggy, but I don't mind a bit of draggy, as you know.
A bit of dragginess.
Yeah. Mm. I don't mind a bit of slow.
You know Sunita?
Yeah.
She's her aunt.
Is she?
Yeah. Do you know that?
Yeah. Thank you for telling me that.
I think her best one was the old remake of Eddie Floyd's Knock on Wood.
That's
disco.
She really hacked that out, didn't she?
Yeah, that was good. That. And also, she done the version of Light My Fire, which.
No, that's not so good.
No. But we do like her. Yeah. We do like her. Right, just slipping out the top 10 at number 11, Step Off, Part 1 by Grandmaster Mel Mel and the Furious Five.
Mm.
1 week in the top 10, peaking at 8.
Yeah,
really
I don't even think it should have gone that. Oh, I hate myself.
Well, people bought it, didn't they?
It was again. It was a repetitive reggae, and I've put noises of a space gun. Pew pew pew. It does that. If you listen to it, it's in the background. Someone like with a space gun. Pew pew. Not a shotgun, not a revolver, but a robot space gun. You listen to it.
Yeah, it's just not me.
And also, how long does it last?
Oh, that goes on like seven minutes.
Yeah.
It's just too long, isn't it?
I couldn't listen.
I mean,
2 minutes would have been too long.
Yeah, I mean, some songs are too long. No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Right, now, into the top 10.
Doop-de-doo.
And up 8 places to number 10 is Russ Abbott with Atmosphere.
I love it. Here we go. Yeah. You ready, everyone? Get your nice jumpy mum sew for you.
I can see the video.
So can I.
You can't not see the video of the jumper.
Yeah.
They missed a trick. I think they should, like Peter Kay, when he done the song of all the...
Oh, yeah, they could have done that.
They should have put some celebrities in there,
Russ Abbott, you should listen to us. Go and do it again. You should have done it just before Christmas. Everyone would have done it. Doing a bit of the conga across of your living room.
Yeah, I mean,
it's such a happy song.
It's his face.
He's very happy, isn't he?
74 he is now.
Oh.
Do you remember when he first came along? He was in a group called the Black Abbots.
No.
And he was the drummer, like a comedy group.
I remember the Black Abbots.
A bit Baron Knight-ish.
But I don't remember him being one of them. But then he was quite a funny bloke. He was funny back then, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he done well for himself. Yeah, I mean, he started as the drummer with the Black Abbots. And he used to come on, fall off the drum kit and come on and do funny stuff with the guitarist and that. That's how it started. But then he went on, remember Who Do You Do?
Yeah.
With Freddie Starr and a bloke called, who did he used to do? I forget his name there. He used to take off, what's it? No, he's got... I think Wassett was on it.
Give us a clue, love.
Who's the two comedians who used to do Mavis and there's Dennis and Dustin G?
Yeah.
They used to do Mavis and Vera out of, I don't really know. I think they were on it. And a bloke called Summit Ritter used to be on it. He was quite good. And then he got on his own with the old Madhouse with Basil and Bond. The name's Bond, Basil and Bond. Yes, he done really well for himself.
He did.
He had another hit the same year, All Night Holiday. I don't remember that one. They only got to number 20, so he'd had his hit, he had the follow-up, and then gone.
Yeah. But it's good. I like it. It's jolly.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes on, I'll listen to it. I mean, I don't mind it.
I don't mind listening to it, but I like it.
I mean, there's a lot of people who say, oh, rubbish, but when it comes on their own, they listen to it.
Yeah, like when me in the kitchen, when you put it on in the kitchen, it starts around. Yeah.
What happens?
We know how to party in our house.
Especially in the kitchen. Right, down 7 places to number 9, Do the Next Christmas by Band-Aid. So even though it's the 20th of January, it's still in the top 10.
Yeah.
End of the chart, number 1, stayed there for 5 weeks, written by Bob Geldof and Midura. This was an event, wasn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. We'd never known anything like it at that point in time, did we?
Yeah, I mean, it turned out to be, at that time, the best-selling single in the UK ever.
But then I think even if you didn't like it, people went out and bought it because they felt they would get buying it to give the money to charity.
Yeah. I can remember going in the bank and giving money for Live Aid for 15 quid, I think I've done.
Was it Live Aid that we were out the front of the house with the TV?
Yeah, the
where we used to live a long time back.
There was a lot of bin cupboard thing, didn't we, in concrete, and everyone was out the street and on the telly outside.
And people bought out food. It was like a little street party,
wasn't it?
And we lived in a cul-de-sac, don't worry. We weren't trying to get the kids run over.
And that Jamaican lady who came out with the fried fish.
It was fish, but it was called Snapper, Red Snapper.
Yeah.
Never had it before.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And she also bought out some sort of African sweets, which were really sweet. Kept the kids awake all night. But we came out with sausages. Everybody was just out in the street. It was just a real big event. Maybe not for other people, but we were out there all night. It was a lovely evening. We were out there when
July,
it got dark.
Wasn't it? July.
It was dark, wasn't it?
We're getting back to Band-Aid.
Yeah, sorry.
It replaced Mullaghan Tyre as the best-selling single in the UK, but then it got overtaken by the Diana Candle in the Wind by Elton John, 97.
Mm-hmm.
Written by Geldof and Midura.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are songs, stories going around now that the money didn't actually get where it was supposed to be going. I mean, I hope that's not true, but you never know, do you?
No,
there's
you
a lot
know.
Of dodgy people about.
Yeah. Let's hope that it didn't.
Do you remember the... the 6 singers who done the bit at the beginning, you know, it's Christmas time.
That was U2 bloke, Bono.
You just mentioned one of them in the previous.
Paul Young,
yeah.
Was it the Karma Chameleon bloke part of it?
Boy George,
that's the one I meant. He was brought up in Plumstead.
You got three, you need three more.
Memory's not what it used to be, I can tell you.
You really like one of them, he's one of your favourites.
Not Brian Adams, is it?
No.
Oh, Mick Hucknall?
No.
Michael Jackson? No.
No. It's better than we are the world, isn't it? We are the world.
Oh, definitely.
George cool. Michael,
oh, I love
Simon Le Bon, and Sting.
Yeah,
we
Simon
come back
Le
to the
Bon's...
80s, you used to like Wham, didn't you?
And I did like Wham. George Who Michael. Didn't like Wham? Yeah. They were just of the time. And he was such a good looking fella. Shame about him. Anyway.
Right. Number 8. Down 5 places, another massive Christmas hit, Last Christmas by Wham. You like this one, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Still around in 25th.
Yeah, it still gets played every Christmas.
Yeah, it's even bigger. I've got about number 2 this year, I think. The top 10 was all old Christmas songs.
Didn't he die around Christmas time?
Christmas
it was Day, Christmas Day,
it?
Yeah, I think it was. It's that music in the background that isn't quite Jingle Bells, but it is Jingle Bells, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's, I love it. Enter chart number 2, stay there for 5 weeks, exactly the same. They came in at 1 and 2 and they stayed there for 5 weeks. And he gave all the money to the royalties to Ethiopia as well.
See, what a great fella.
Yeah. Written and produced by George Michael. It was number 1 on New Year's Day 2021. This song, 36 years after its release.
Well done, George. You should have been here to celebrate it.
And it's the best-selling single in the UK not to reach number 1.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
Things, I wonder if then like them last two songs, charity songs, whether they get in the chart now and it still goes to that same charity that was set up in 1985.
Yeah, I bet it does. If the charity still exists, yeah.
Or maybe that charity didn't exist, it goes on to another one.
Yeah, that does the same sort of thing.
Hmm. Right, down to number 3, down 3 places to number 7, Madonna, Like a Virgin. What do you think of Madonna?
Oh, at the time, she was like a breath of fresh air. We'd never seen anything like her. Right old tart.
Sure.
She was. She dressed how she wanted to dress. She had like the fantastic fingerless netty gloves.
Do you know the video of this song?
Yeah, she was on a thing in Venice.
In a gondola in Venice, yeah. Just ducking underneath the tunnels. So,
yeah, she was just a fantastic dancer. She was like a breath of fresh air. She was like a woman sort of not afraid to, not just standing there like all the others, kind of motionless things. She felt it and she did it. Yeah, she was a bit tarty, but everybody wanted to be like her. And then she was in the film, wasn't she? That Desperately Seeking Susan, and she was in that.
Anna Vita, she was in.
Yeah.
We never saw that, did we?
No.
Don't remember her cup of tea.
No, there was another thing that she was in that George Harrison.
Oh, yeah, Shanghai Surprise.
Oh, yeah, never saw that, did we?
No.
No.
Right, she done well herself, though. She reached number 3 in the UK, number 1 in the US. She had 13 UK number 1s and 12 US number 1s.
I know which one's your favourite, but I don't think that got to number 1.
Well, it did.
Oh,
True Blue. Yeah. I really like her song.
Yeah.
But the strange thing is, and I think I'm right in this, she brought out the Greatest Hits thing, the Immaculate Collection, and had about 17, 18 songs on it, but True Blue weren't on it. Even though it was a massive number 1.
Weird, isn't it? Maybe she didn't like
maybe
it.
Maybe it was too poppy for her and she thought, you know. Maybe. But I thought it was great.
Maybe. I mean, she was sort of just completely different to anybody who'd come before. Or some sort of dressed a bit weird. But she was like the forefront of everything. And all the young girls wanted to be like her. But nobody would ever attain that. But then she's sort of gone a bit weird as she's got older. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I think she has gone a bit strange. Do you remember on the Eurovision a couple of years ago? She was awful, wasn't she?
Yeah,
got slated.
Absolutely, yeah.
And when she fell off the stage at the Brits, wasn't
it?
That's always funny. Right, up from 21 to this week's number 6, King, Love and Pride. What do you think of this one?
Yeah, I got up and danced to it many a good time.
A bit of a strange one, this. I don't think he was actually... he sort of gave it up, didn't he? To become like a VJ.
What's a VJ?
A video jockey. Like a...
Oh, instead of a disc jockey.
Yeah, he was a VJ. I think that's what it's called. And he was on MTV and later went to VH1.
Mm-hmm.
What he's doing now, I've no idea. But
probably working in Tesco's.
I doubt it very much. He's only nothing. You got Paul King. The band was King, Love and Bride.
Did he have any other hits?
Well, he had a number 8 with a song called Alone Without You, which I've no idea what that is.
No.
Yeah. Got to number 55 in the US. So, not a great one. From Coventry. Well, so, I mean.
He had nice hair too.
Has he still got it today?
Probably not.
Probably bald as a badger.
Yeah.
Right, up from, now this is a bit of a weak song, I think. No knowledge of this song at all until I investigated. And it's up from 10 to number 5 is Strawberry Switchblade, Since Yesterday.
Yeah.
It's but, very, very well, poppy,
isn't it? The funny thing is I've written one word and you've just said it.
What?
Weak.
Yeah, it is weak.
Very weak. There's not a lot going on there.
This will be as high as it will go, which I think is over... For 40 years anyway.
Yeah.
Scottish pop duo Jill Bryson and Rosie McDowell. I'll put two words, not great.
No.
It's very, very poppy. I mean, some people might think, oh, I love that song, but not for us, I'm afraid.
No, it is. It's sort of wishy-washy.
Yeah, it's. I think it's punching above its weight to get that high up in the chart myself.
Maybe they had friends in the right places.
Now, we definitely know the next one, though. It's up one place to number 4, which is its peak position, and it's Tears for Fears with Shouts.
Oh, I love it.
You used to like old Kurt Smith, didn't you?
Oh, I loved him. I wanted to marry him. If he'd have knocked on the front door and said, come and live with me,
Jack. It'd have been run to you all over again, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have been. Oh, I always had a bit of a thing about him. Very cute. I think in later life he had a bit of a breakdown, didn't he?
They split for a while, but they got back together again. The other bloke was Roland Orzabal.
Yeah,
he had a big mouth, didn't he?
Strange looking.
He just swallowed the mic. Yeah. But they were good. I mean,
it was great. Yeah, we're all good dancey songs, and
they had a really successful album called "Songs from the Big Chair."
Yeah,
this Shout reached number 1 in the US, so it's better than here.
There's a lot going on in it, isn't there? There's a lot in the background, a lot of different rhythms, both of their different voice. I loved it.
Do you know what their first top 10 hit was? Mad World.
Oh,
Mad World. Oh. That other version was good, though, wasn't it? Reached number 1. Michael Andrews and Gary Jules in 2003.
Yeah.
I think that was a better version myself.
Yeah. But it was the only other version I ever heard, so...
7 top 10 hits, so they've done okay.
Did
you know what I think my favourite one of theirs is? And I think it might be yours as well.
Which one?
Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Yeah,
that's a great song, isn't it?
The video's fantastic. That's the two black fellas dancing by the phone box in a, like a...
I thought it was by a petrol pump, wasn't it?
Petrol pumps, yeah, but it's in sand, isn't it? It's like in Australia or something. It's a fantastic video, just...
It's a good song.
Yeah, you can't help but sing along with it. You get sucked in.
And they done a different version, didn't they? Everyone Wants to Run the World. It's like a charity run for.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, but never you couldn't really get any better than
that. No, I think it was as good as it was ever going to get. And I don't think anyone else has ever done it. I've never heard it done by anyone else.
No. It's quite surprising. It's quite catchy, isn't it?
Yeah,
you think one of the old boy bands would have got over that one?
Yeah.
But it didn't.
Well, maybe we'll give them a hint.
Right, up 3 places from number 6 and a future number 1 for 4 weeks is the duet by Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon, I Know Him So Well, from the musical Chest. Do you like this song, don't you?
I really like it, yeah. I really like it. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but I think both their voices are brilliant. Barbara Dixon, I've always loved her sound of her voice since Caravan. Was it Caravan? Caravan of Love. Is it Caravan?
I love that. It's the Ass Martins, wasn't it?
No, all right, Caravan.
Yeah, there was a Caravan song.
And I always thought, I absolutely loved that. So every time I sort of heard her, and she was in, wasn't she in the series Band of Gold? She did a bit of acting.
She did do a bit of acting, yeah, you're right. As a matter of fact, I don't know if it was her first claim to fame, but she was in a play around at the time called John, Paul, George, Ringo and Bert.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a Beatles story told by Bert. And she sung all the songs in it.
Yeah.
So that must have been pretty good.
Yeah.
She's got a lovely voice.
She has. I mean, Elaine Page is good, don't get me wrong, but I I think Barbara sounds better.
But this song was written by Tim Rice, and not Andrew Lloyd Webber. It was written by Tim Rice and Benny and Bjorn from ABBA. And
well, there you are. It was.
There could be, when you listen to it, that opening bit, that could be the two birds out of ABBA, couldn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a really nice song. I don't think it's one of them things you can listen to any time. It doesn't give you a headache. It doesn't make you go to sleep. It's just somewhere.
So if it comes up on Spotify, you don't whiz it.
No.
Skip it.
No, of course I wouldn't.
Right, up 11 places to number two is Prince with a double A-side, 1999, and Little Red Corvette. It didn't make number one, though. Only got number two, reached number 12 in the US. 1999. We're going to have a party like it's 1999. It was re-released in 1999, not unsurprisingly, and
it's all right. I mean, you know, it's okay. And I did like Little Red Corvette.
You like Raspberry Beret?
Raspberry Beret is my biggest favourite.
I think that's a good one. I also like Cream.
Yeah, good one.
18 UK top 10 singles, included a number one, The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. That was his.
Mm.
And he was a great guitarist. I mean, they all rate him. Eric Clapton rates him as a great guitarist. But he was a great guitarist.
The one I didn't like of his was Doves Cry.
When Doves Cry.
Yeah, never rated that one.
I didn't mind. That's a pretty good song. I think it might be his first hit.
Purple Rain I liked as well.
He also wrote songs for other people.
He did.
And he wrote Chaka Khan, I Feel For You.
Mm-hmm. Chaka Khan.
Manic Monday. Which is a bit...
Which one?
Manic Monday by the Bangles.
Really?
Yeah, no, if it'd be a bit like poppy him. For him, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
He's done it. Maybe that's why he give it to them rather than...
Yeah.
He done Kiss, The Art of Noise, Tom Jones, he had it for himself. But the biggest one I think you like the most is Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, I love
that. He wrote
song.
That.
She was good. That was the video, just her face was... Just great.
She should have had more hits, shouldn't
she? She should have done.
Maybe she did have a couple.
She was a bit off the wall, wasn't she? She was a bit odd.
Yeah.
I can imagine her sort of being a kind of...
She always had this thing with the Catholic Church, didn't she?
She did, yeah, but then...
And she came on some chat show in the 80s with a fag behind her ear.
Yeah. She was a bit off the wall. She was a bit odd. But that song, brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, she sang it really well. No doubt about it.
And cried. Because it made us think of her mum.
I wonder if he'd done like a demo of him singing it and thought, no, what's not, I can give this. It's funny, how did she get that song? Because you weren't the biggest star in the world, was she? I remember any singer. I mean, you think it might could have gone, but she, how does that work? This bloke who's really successful gives his song to.
Maybe it just got passed.
Maybe
and passed.
The producer of Sinead O'Connor was in with his producer. These things happen, don't they?
Yeah, thank goodness they do.
Right, at number one for the second week
dun, dun, dun.
Is Foreigner. I Want to Know What Love Is. This is a good song, isn't it?
Yeah, can we listen? Shh. I mean, this is great. It's got the quiet. It builds and it builds. And it makes you feel really emotional, I think. It will mean something to everybody. Even if it brings up bad memories, it means something to everybody. It's that sort of song.
Number one in the UK and the US, this song. Yeah,
It deserved it.
It was their biggest hit. They didn't have many hits.
It's that bit where that line where it says, in my life, there's been heartache and pain. And there's not a person in the world alive.
It's like a power ballad, isn't it?
Yeah. There's not anybody who's not had heartache and pain in their life. Everybody's had it.
And he sings it well.
Yeah. He means it.
Do you know what their other top 10 hit was?
No.
I've been waiting for a girl like you. Yeah, that's just as good, I think. I only got number six. The first time I ever heard of this band was way back in the 70s when they had a song called Cold as Ice.
You're as cold as ice.
And they would come across like a real rock band back then.
Yeah, they did.
Maybe up front.
You're willing to sacrifice your love.
Yeah, I mean, so they sort of changed tack and done these power ballads. I mean, apart from that, that was their last big hit in the UK. So,
and a good one, really good one.
You feel they should have done better than they did, had more hits, but they didn't.
Did they not stay together? Was there a parting of the ways or something?
I don't know.
Maybe because one of them wanted to go down that power ballad and the others wanted to stay rocky poppy.
Yeah, I think you need his voice though, didn't you?
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, some bands, I mean, you can't imagine them doing a slow, you know, heartfelt. Whereas, you know, like Captain Hook. Captain Hook?
He's Peter Pan, isn't he?
Yeah. Who's the other one?
Doctor Hook,
that's the one. Excuse me, everyone.
Oh, you're slurring, yeah. Teresa.
You know, they did sort of slower stuff and heartfelt. But you can't imagine Led Zeppelin doing slow and heartfelt, can you, really?
No. Right, that just about wraps up the 20th of January 1985. We couldn't do one of these for 2005, could we?
We wouldn't know any of them. And if they're rap, we wouldn't like any of them.
It's
anyway.
Possible we could do a mid-90s one with Britpop and that. I mean, we liked a few songs around then. Yeah. Do a bit of investigation. But I think Air Thing's going to be 60s, 70s.
Yeah,
it's mainly
more effort. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it was, during the '80s, we were working three jobs, we had three kids, we were trying to feed the. So we weren't probably had the radio on indoors, but we didn't buy records or anything like that,
no.
Did we?
Well, I think '90s. I think more albums, wouldn't it? You should buy albums in the '90s.
Yeah, and 7-inch, was that the 7-inch?
No, 12-inch singles, wasn't it? Extended play and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And the ones that came out in different colours and patterns all over them. And it all went a bit weird, didn't it?
They tried a lot of things, didn't
they? They did, and they all failed.
Yeah, because
they're all short-lived.
Well, because the 80s, that was the...
It was like the little CDs as well, wasn't it?
CDs came out in the mid-80s.
Well, we've just thrown all our CDs away. Gone.
Yeah, gone. They have a CD.
We've got nothing to play on, no. So we use iPods and... Hey, time moves on. The old wind-up gramophone's gone.
Spotify. My new iTunes is getting a bit, you know, it's an iPod. I mean, I very rarely use that.
Yeah.
It's mainly the phone and Spotify these days, Stitcher.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Showing our age there.
We'll be back to do another one. We'll probably go back 60s, 70s for the next one. Safer ground for us.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks.
Well, that was a good one, I thought.
Thanks for popping in.
Thank you for inviting me, dear.
Okay, right.
Can we go and have a cup of tea now?
Yeah, of course we can.
Yeah.
Right, have you got any thing to say about this Top 20? Go on the old Back in the Day playlist, not playlist, page on Facebook. And we'll see you next time. Thanks. See you later.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.